Watson Lawnmower. Can I help you?
Yeah, is Robert in?
No, he's not.
Is there a good time I could call back today and get in contact with him?
No, they actually probably won't. I mean, they'll probably be a couple weeks. They kind of just took a little road trip in their camper, and I don't know when he'll be back.
Okay. Does he have anybody else around that does financing, or does he make all those decisions?
He makes the decisions as far as companies that we use. Now, the people that actually do any type of paperwork or number stuff would be me and the girl that works in here with me. But
okay.
Any decisions that are made like that usually go through him.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That case, you might be able to help me out then.
Okay.
I actually was calling from Bank of Cardiff. My name was Patrick. We sent out an offer to him a few weeks ago about a pre-approved finance offer for $250K for equipment financing or working capital. I heard that you guys were going to looking to get new equipment too. Did you guys already get that? Or?
No, we have not.
Okay,
we're
for sure.
Still in the process, waiting on state licensing and stuff.
Okay, okay. Yeah, do you guys have a bank? I know you guys, our offer was based off some finance history you guys had with GE back in 2013. Is that who you guys typically lean on for financing?
Our floor plan and stuff like that is GE, which is now Wells Fargo, or TCF Red Iron. That's who we have all of our equipment stuff through. Now, as far as people who we do financing, if they're purchasing stuff, we use Sheffield, Synchrony, and TD Retail.
Okay, okay. All right, well, yeah, we had you guys pre-approved for, $250K with, any equipment financing or working capital. So,
okay.
It is unsecured cash. We do new or used equipment. Just a few things to keep in mind with that.
And what did you say this was? Bank of what?
It's a Bank of Cardiff, and that's a CARDIFF, is in Frank.
Okay. And Patrick.
My name was Patrick, yeah. I called a few weeks ago, and I talked to Candace.
Yeah, that's me. And I have, it's my mistake. I think you may have even emailed me, and I forwarded it to him. But I have so many people that contact us on a daily basis, and it's
hard
for me to keep up with all this.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I did have you on email, though.
What is your phone number, Patrick, that I can contact you at?
It's 858-252-1481. And then I could actually email you over another description email, anything like that, if you're interested, too.
Yeah.
I do have your email on file, so
yeah,
I could do
fine.
That.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that, but, if anything does come up, you have my information, and if you guys have any questions, but, that offers will still stand anytime you guys do look to bring on that new equipment, so.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right, well, like I said, anything else, just go ahead and give me a call back, so thanks for your help.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye.